Okay, so we're holding on Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of the sugya of Pshara, otherwise known as Bisua. And we began yesterday, this sugya begins with the Braisa on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, and the reason I'm going back is because the Gemara today is going to start an analysis of this entire discussion from the beginning, comparing the various Shitas, so I think it's just worthwhile for us to remember them. That may be a dangerous place to sit, but you can try it. And it goes like this. The first shita was Kishem Shadin Bishlosha Kach Bitsua Bishlosha. Now, it wasn't clear from that whether they're on the same level, whether one is more Ratsui than the other. It's just saying how many people you need. But what is certainly new is that Nigmar Adin Yatar Shar Litsua. Okay, once the din is complete, that's the end of it. Then you'll recall that we had, in the middle of all that, we had Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, in the middle of Amud Beis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha ber mitzvah litzoa. Actually, it's a mitzvah to be botzea. Shenemar emes umishpat shalom shiftu b'sharechem. That was just about in the middle of the daf, about two lines up from the middle of the daf. And then we had yesterday, and I think we should just run through it again today, starting from the first of the middle-sized lines, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh omer shnayim shebo ladin lefanecha ad shelo tishma divrehem o mi shetishma divrehem v'yata yodeh aleichan adinotet ata rashay lomar lahem tzu uvitzu mi shetishma divrehem v'yata yodeh aleichan adinotet yata rashay lomar lahem tzu uvitzu. So in other words, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, the moment that prevents you from engaging in bitzua is not nigmar adin, the way it was for the Tanakhama. It is the moment that you have a sense of where things are heading. So he's much more machmir. Also, it's very clear that Reb Shimon ben Manasseh disagrees with Reb Yeshua ben Korcha because he says atarishay lomarla, whereas Reb Yeshua ben Korcha said mitzvah litzua. Right. So we have at least three shitas here that we see. Correct. Okay, then we also had, of course, the Rebbe Eliezer ben Osher Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, right after Saruman's Banks, who says that Osher Litzua, and that's both say Averech Niyet Hashem, and so on. So that's actually four Shitot that we have. Okay. So here, the Shir is Atayodea La'at. Then we have just Agav, the Rebbe Yeshua ben Laki, Shnaim Shebola Din Echad Rach Echad Kacher. So the question at what point Dayan is allowed to remove himself from the process, Lo Toguru Mipnei Ish, Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha was saying that a Talmud is responsible to make a statement if he believes that they're making a mistake. Okay, that's where we got up to yesterday. And we were up to Rabbi Chanin Omar. Rabbi Chanin, those last things that we had learned, that the lotion of Lotaguro is Lotachnis Dvarecha Mipnei Ish. Continues the Gemara, and this is all the Braisa. We're going to go back and analyze this Braisa. V'yu edim yodim et mi hein meidim. This is right in the middle of the largest lines. The edim should know against whom they are testifying, because they ultimately can be testifying against the Lord. V'lifnei mi hein meidim. U'mi atid li paramehem. In front of whom are they testifying? Who is going to bring them to judgment themselves for this testimony? Shneimar avamdu shnei anashim asher lehem ariv lifnei Hashem. V'yu hadayanim yodim et mi hem danim, v'lifnei mi hem danim, u'mi atid liparameyem shemar Elohim nitzav ba'adat el. V'chein b'yoshafat umer v'yomer al ha-shoftim l'u ma atem osim, ki lo la'adam tishpotu, ki la'ashem. So that means that you always have to essentially look at yourselves as dayanim and feel that what it is that you are being made or what it is that you are being done is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because you're defining his world for him and you're forcing him to respond according to that definition. If you're being made checker, then he's the one that's going to have to fix things up and bring the world back into harmony and so on. So the din is against him, the edus is against him, and therefore be very careful. Now, the natural tendency for a person is to say, the heck with it then, I'm getting out of here. So Shema Yomara Dayan, Mali Bitsara, what do I need to get involved in this for? sit in my own corner. Talmud Lomar, Imchem Bidvar Mishpat. That the Dvar Mishpat essentially in you, it's with you. That means, Ein lo l'dayan elamashe navro'ot. The Dayan does not have to worry about things that he's incapable of seeing and knowing. But what it is that he's done his best to discover is the correct way to be done. Now going back, we said, the first thing we said was, Nigmar hadin iyata reshay litsoa. That was on the bottom of Amud Aleph going up to Amud Beis. What exactly does Nigmar hadin mean? From Rabbi Yonamarav, it means the Dayanim saying, Ish ploni ata chayav, Ish ploni ata zakai. Which of course is the way Rashi had said it back before, and Tosis was bothered if it's at that point, what would be, why would we be Botseya anyway, and how could we be Botseya, how could we recommend somebody to be Botseya? So we had our various shots, either that we have someone that's going to be difficult to get money out of, or the Dayanim should say perhaps, well, we're not really 100% sure, and you can never tell, you may drop it on appeal, and so this would all be, as Tosis says, this is what the Gemara says, it's the only way we're going to be able to understand it. But that was the first approach. According to the Tanakhama, it's the Gemar Din. Omar Rav Halacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. Halacha Lamaisa, we would be going according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach was the one who said that it's a mitzvah litzoa. Is that true though? You're saying that Rav Paskin, that it's a mitzvah litzoa? Well, Rav Huna, who was of course the star Talmud of Rav, so ki habiyasa v'kami to Rav Huna when a din would now come in front of Rav Huna for a din. Amarlo, who he would tell the people who came to the din, well, before we begin this, do you wish a din or do you wish a pshara? So, idina be'isa or ipshara be'isa. Now, if Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha is lahalocha according to Rav, why didn't Rav Huna say that there was, it's really important that we reach a pshara. Well, why was he leaving it up to them? I mean, it's supposed to be a mitzvah litzoa. I mean, what Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha meant, mitzvah litzoa, is not that it's a mitzvah to actually carry out a mitzua. The mitzvah that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha meant was it's a mitzvah to provide an option of mitzua. So mitzvah nami tegum Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, mitzvah lameimra lohu. That a dayan should always allow the option, he should let the dalei din know that they don't have to bring this to court as a pure din. It could reach. Sorry? What would be the source of this mitzvah? I mean, the fact is that the Gemara kept bringing Shalom as the. It's probably. I mean, Rabbi Shimon Koch himself doesn't specifically give his.
What happens if it's very apparent that one is.
Sorry, what?
Suppose it's very apparent that one is better than the other, one kind is better than the other. Still, this one is so.
No, well, that's the question. I mean, that's the machlokas. Whether you should still say mitzvah litzoa. At a point that you have a sense of who's right. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yishmael Menasseh says you're not allowed to even at that point. Well, we're going to go through the shittas again. So mitzvah l'meimer lui, dina b'yisa yikshara b'yisa. Right, you should tell him. Now, isn't that the same as the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama said that din is b'shlosha and b'tzu is b'shlosha. No. The Tanakhama never said it's a mitzvah. David, why don't you just maybe close it up? Tanakhama never said it's a mitzvah. The Tanakhama simply said that the din is b'shlosha and the pshar is b'shlosha. So according to the Tanakhama, it could be exactly the same. So maybe it's a rishus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha sover a mitzvah. Tanakhama sover a rishus. Now, wait a minute. If the Tanakhama holds rishus, then the Tanakhama is saying the same thing as Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, who said ata rishai. Oh, no, it's not. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya said that Mishatishma Divrayam, once you know where the lay of the din is here, you can't say anything. So then that's a big difference. Ike binayo Mishatishma Divrayam Vatayodea Lahekana Dinoteh, Iyatarashai Lomava. And remember that Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh said you can't be offering even or accepting even a request for Bitsua once you know where it is that you're going to be tending to Paskin. Masha'in came, the Tanakhamas over here said, until the Gemara din. Nigmara din yata rishai litzoa. So there are two, maybe they both hold rishos, but they have different shiurim as what stage you have to cut out the option of Bitsua. Upliga the Rebbe Tamcho Barchani Loi. Now, this whole approach we had over here, and here's the reaction of Machlokas, Rashi and Tosis, how to learn this. The question of Botsea Berech and the application, we said, Avol Aaron HaKohen. Aaron, he was okay in what he was doing. This chat says, no, Botsea Berech actually refers to Aaron. He was bad because of Botsea Berech. We'll see what that's referring to. That's one shot. Tosfos learns that no, it's the Torah's Emes Haisa Pepihu V'Rabi Meshiv Me'avon, the last part that we're saying was Kineged the Maisa Ego. So in other words, it comes out that there's a big machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos, as to whether the Maaseh Ego is viewed as something good for Aaron or something bad. So Rashi's learning that the machlokas over here, Rabbi Tanku Bar Haniloi, is saying Lo ne'aman mikrazeh, which mikrazeh? Botsea berech, somebody who made compromises. And you say, well, it's good he made that compromise. No, it's bad he made that compromise. And that was Kineged Maisa Ego. And what was that internal compromise that he made?
But Rashi in the Torah comments when it says about the death of his sons, Rashi said that that he deserves it, that all
of right.
Gam
al Aaron, so this is very consistent.
It's inconsistent with Rashi.
No, it's very consistent.
In the Torah, he holds that. You're saying Rashi holds that it wasn't good that he did.
Wasn't good.
Oh, okay. I thought he said
so. Shenema vayar Aharon vayiven mizbeach lefanav. So vayar Aharon vayiven mizbeach can be understood as vayar Aharon. Aharon saw vayiven, and he understood mizavuach lefanav from he who had been slaughtered in front of him, referring to Hur. So mara'a Omer Ben Yomi Bar Yefet Omer Rabbi Elazar. Ra'afur shezavuach lefanav, and he came to the conclusion, Amar, ilo shaman alohu hash, if I don't listen to them, abdulik et abdu b'chur, they will kill me, the same way that they killed chur, umikayim bi, and through that will be mekuyam b'posik imi yareg b'migdash Hashem, kohen v'navi, which is exactly what happened with Zechariah, and was the answer that God gave to all of the questions as to why the destruction of Beit HaMikdash had to follow, and there was no way out, and everything was so vicious at the Korban and so on. And that's what he said, in Yareg Mimikdash Hashem Kohen V'Navi, and then that would be exactly what would be happening over here. Lo Havilu Takanta Le'olam, and that would mean that God would turn his back on Kol Yisrael forever, and that would be a disaster. Mutav De'Le'avdu Le'egel, better that they should instead do the Avodah to the Egel. Then at least they could do tshuva. But like this, they can't do the tshuva. By the way, there's a number of different elements that come up over here in the Medrash itself, which isn't brought here completely. Rashi here learns that the Kohen V'Navi is a reference to Aaron himself. In the Medrash, it seems clear that Hur was the Navi. And Aaron was saying, if they kill me too, then it'll be Kohen V'Navi. In other words, they've already killed a Navi. It wasn't just saying in killing them, it's that they're halfway there already. So, we better be careful. Furthermore, in the Medrash, it brings in some other elements that he said, which Rashi actually brings in the Chumash, which is, all that's going to happen is they'll kill me, they'll end up building the Mizbeach faster, and I'll end up doing what they want anyway. Mashenget, if I do it, so Vayiven Mizbeach, I'll take my time, and I'm one to say, no, it has to be done correctly. And by the time I finish building the Mizbeach, there's a chance maybe Moshe will return. And so there's a number of elements here in the thinking of Aaron. And of course, this also touches on the question of the nature of the Chet HaEgel itself, if it's a true Avodah Zorah, if it's just this question of being a Beit Knesset, essentially, the way the Kuzari learns. And then you like him. Exactly. So that's some learn that's exactly what the question over here is between Rashi and Tosfos. There is whether you could say Botsea Berech and Yehoreg Vayav, or not that his Yehoreg was a fear of himself. So it isn't really comparable. But some learn that. I personally, I'm not taken by it. But so if it's a question of whether one should allow oneself to be killed, which is clearly not the issue here. But anyway, so then it would be a matter of the ego being Avodah Zorah. The truth is, I don't think it makes any difference, even if it's Av Yisrael Avodah Zorah, it's still Yoreg Vayav. So. But the Brisker orientation. You know, so. find a halacha between them. Mutav the Avdalaya, let them do the Avodah of the Yehiga. Let you have it with Takanta Bechuva. At least that way there's a chance out of it. For Imi Hareg, we see that Lamaisa, it ended up being the point of destruction. So apparently there's no way out. Now, Hani Tanoin, how about the Tanoin that don't hold of the din of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh? They don't say that the first thing, the poter mayim, that when you see the way things are going, or the iser of bitua, that you're, it's reishis madon, right at the beginning of the din, they don't dash in that pasuk, which was the basis of where we saw poter mayim reishis madon lifnei hit gala, before you know what the din is going to be. Hari Natosh. They obviously don't learn that because they have a shear of Nigmar Hadin. So what exactly would they say is the meaning of that pasuk of Potter Mayim Reishis Madon? My Darshibe, what would they say it means? They would say that goes like Rav Amnuna. Ziyomer Rav Amnuna, Ein Chilat Dino Shel Adam Nidon, Ela Al Divrei Torah. Shenemar Potter Mayim Reishis Madon. That a person's din after death is first on the question of Divrei Torah, meaning on Bittul Torah. That he wasn't Oisik properly in Torah. Now Tosis points out that's a problem because Nasata Benatata Be'emuna seems to be the first question that the Gemara in Shabbos says, right? Which we actually darshan from the Pasuk, same Pasuk, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So the Natata Vahaya Emunas Yitecha Chos in Yeshua. So Emunas Itecha, Itecha, Skavata, Itim L'Torah. So those who says maybe the meaning is Dino means carrying out the din. So it doesn't mean the shikul of the din, something we've been talking about in Hilchos Tshuva. So there may be two different issues. And of course there's a very nice Hasidic Pshatim, which is the Nasata V'Natata V'Amuna, Skavata, Itim L'Torah is actually one thing. Because if you notice another thing, V'Amuna, so then you don't feel you got to spend your whole day making money, so you have time to be kaveit in the Torah, because you have a emunah that I can afford. So, but if there's no nasata v'data v'emunah, then we're going to have a lot of questions about your kavatis in the Torah. Others say that the meaning is, the question of inksuras dina is the issue of eitzes in the Torah, whereas kavata itim in the Torah is not the shayla of whether you learned or not, but whether that learning was done b'kviut. That is, what was the kviyut in your life rather than how much Torah you actually learned. Shnemar poter mayim, one who takes Torah, which is mayim, and he's poter it, he views it carelessly. Reshit badon, that's the beginning of his din, the beginning of his problems. Omer Avuna, high tigra, arguments, getting involved in battles with people. Damya letzinora de bitka demaya. It's, you know what it's like? It's like the pipe that's carrying water for irrigation, you know, when it gets a little hole in it, first there's this little tin hole, you know, just a little bit of moisture you can detect that's squirting out of it. The longer you leave it, it keeps until suddenly the whole thing just suddenly falls apart. It's like keeping the rub off. Once it's big, you know, there's nothing you do with it. It's like a hole in the dike. Actually, that's really what a bitka de maya is. It's more a dike. That's why they use closed pipes. So kiven the rabach. Abaya kishisha amadami la guda de gamla. It's like the bridge that they make. You know, they would take a board, put it over a creek or something, you cross over the board, and that board initially it's very jumpy, you know. But gradually it seems to sort of settle into the ground until it's absolutely solid. So it's kivan to come. And there's once it's in there, there ain't no way to get out of it anymore. Initially you can maybe talk to each other once in a while decently. But once it's already put in place, then this argument is a feud, and it just keeps feuding. I mean, whatever it is that happens is a feud. Others learn even the com is a question of your personality. That initially you will move back and forth between modes of being argumentative and modes of being nice, depending on who you're dealing with. But even the kam, when you get into an argumentative mode that reaches a point at which everything that you say to anybody always seems to be picking a fight, even though there's no fight that's involved. So your personality becomes a personality of tigra, arguments.
It doesn't contradict the fact that no argument lasts except for the Shem HaShemayim, you know, with Korach.
No, that doesn't have any meaningful kinyan. It doesn't have anything. You know, that's that other cute shot in that Mishnah. Only Machlokas, that's really the Shem HaShemayim, is going to last forever. Happy is the man who hears insults and he's adish. He's like, he doesn't even know it. It just rolls off his back. That is in place of 100 problems that he would have had if he would have responded. What do you need it for? So Amalei Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, look, I mean, it's a nice popular saying. It's a potter. Korksi. Potter Mayim Reshit Madon. So the potter Mayim, in other words, starting up with this hole in the pipe, is the beginning of Madon, Mea Dinim. So there you go. There you got the popular saying right there in the puzzle.
So if you're potter from it,
If you actually stop yourself from doing it, then you got away from, or the poter mayim, the way we understood it before, is that when you let it begin, and that's that first hole, and then it keeps spreading. So that's the beginning. No, you were darshaning it. Poter mayim, resh, that we have resh mea dini, he's saying. So in other words, this resh mea dini becomes now, it's the beginning of 100, right? So poter means to start up, which is the way we understood it before. Because we just said that it flows; it keeps breaking out and never stops. Actually, we've been using that the whole time. We've been using mine from the beginning. Questions again. There was a guy who always used to say, well, for two or three times, the ganav doesn't get shot. Meaning you can get away with something for a little while, but in the end it'll get exactly. That's a pasuk. Fine, you got away with it three times. The fourth time you're dead. There's another guy who always used to go around and would say, that shav biri l'shalmana v'chada la'avid bish. There's 7 pits that a guy who's a shalmana, who's an ish shalom, might just walk over, be saved from everyone, won't even notice that he just was saved from falling into a hole. But one of them is enough to catch the guy who's always looking for trouble. Omer le'shmuel rabbi, that's a pasuk! Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. There you go. And then it's Vershaim Yikashlu Bera'ah. So it's exactly what it's saying. 7 pits you fall, but they keep getting up. Another guy used to say, the Azumi Beidina, a guy who's coming out of court, Shaka Glima, they took away your coat off your back. Lizma Zimmer Veliza Baruch, sing a song and get out on the road. And that's the only way to respond to it. Be happy. Omale Shmuel Rabbeinu, that's a pasuk. We darshed that before. The entire nation will be in a state of peace. Somebody lost, but the guy who lost is also going to be singing, because now he doesn't have to worry about going through life with something that doesn't belong to him. Actually, the Chofetz Chaim points out, Mekomo Yavo Bishalom, the language of Bishalom is always about death. So they would say, Lishalom. So Mekomo Yavo Bishalom, meaning that when he comes to his eternal life, then at least they can be happy, will be in peace, and they won't be judging him for what it is that he actually did. The Shalab brings very interesting stories from his father. He says his father always took, after the din, he took the guy who ended up losing and would sit with him explaining the whole process and why it is that he lost. Because he felt that this pasuk was a chiyuv on a dayan to see to it that someone who leaves the court should leave the court singing and not feel that there was any, even though it's not, Dayan is not chayav to even explain his reasoning, but he held that you had to have both parties leave the court happy and feeling that it was the right thing. That's just the Chofetz Chaim's job. There was another guy who used to go around saying, well, he naima v'tikula shofyo. The lady falls asleep and the basket on her head falls off. Meaning that you can't afford a moment of timing out in Daf Yomi, you know, because then the whole thing just falls off your head, and it's terribly embarrassing. Everybody sees that the head falls down. What do you mean? That's a pasuk. Kroksi, but sometime yimacha mekara, b'shiflus yadayim yidof habayit. Everybody knows. You do a bad job because you're lazy, and in the end, the results show themselves. Somebody times out, and you can see the difference. Aruda v'kamav also, there's another guy who used to always complain about the way he was being treated by the people he once trusted. So he said, the guy that I always trusted now lifts up his gun and aims it at me. It's a pasuk, gam ish shlomi asher batachti bo yigdil alai hakel. Ahuda, the Kamar Vazel, was another guy who used to say, when my wife and me were deeply in love, we could lie together on the top of a sword. We needed no space at all. Things have cooled down quite a bit. Give me a bed that's 60 amas wide. It's not big enough for me. Omer Ravuna. Yeah, we were talking about it in Tisha B'Av. Omer Ravuna Kroksiv, it's a pasuk. Because at least if you can reach it from Sukkim. Because me Kroksiv, v'no'adati l'cha sham, v'dibarti t'cha mi'ala kaporet. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, we'll meet up there. I'll talk to you from on top. How big was the kaporet, for God's sake? Ten tefachim over here, and then at the top of the kaporet itself. How wide was it? Two tefachim. I mean, come on. So you have Aaron Tisha, kaporet tefach. You have ten tefachim, and then the Beis Hamikdash was a bayit asher banach shlomo l'Hashem shishim amor kol esrim rochbo shloshim amakamato. And God says, "What? I got no room over here. Kol Hashem hashamayim kisi aret adom raglay. Eiz a bayit asher tivnuli." So you see that first everything was fine, a couple of tzvachim on top of the kaporet, and now you build a 60 garmide, and it's not big enough. Now getting back to the brisa again. Now my mashva the high lo taguru. We said the meaning of lo taguru. That was the thing that we learned today. We started with today. Rabbi Chonin said lo taguru means lo tachnis divarecha. Don't keep your words inside. Let it out. How do you know that the word lo taguru, which for Pashas means do not fear, means do not store? How do you know it's at least a diknushi? Amr of Nachman, Amr Krah, the yayin lo tishter, the lo te'egar, you will not have wine to drink or to store. Revat Abayakav, the Remiocha, tochin b'kayitz lachma, the ant, is ogra b'katsir, ma'akalah, the ant stores her food. It's funny that it's feminine in the pasuk and masculine in or nothing in reality. But anyway, Ogra Bakatsir Ma'akala, we see her as a Nimala. Ravacha Bereda Ravika Marmihacha, Ogar Bakayas, Ben Maskil. A Ben Maskil could see the future. When things are good, he stores up for the times when things are bad. So the lashon of Ogur is also to be mitkabet. Also, in a sense, in other words, to shrivel up inside yourself is also lashon of lo taguru, and lo taguru in the sense of lo te'egor, depending what the root is, whether the root is the gimel resh or it's the olive, it would mean it would also be related to the same idea. Keep things in. Omer b'shmul banachmeni omer Rabbi Yonatan, kol dayan shedan din emet la'amito masher shchina b'Yisrael shene'emar. Elohim nitzav adat el, the care of Elohim yishpot. When is Elohim God in this sense, not Dayanim. When is he to be found amongst the Eda of Hashem? When, in the midst of the Elohim of the Dayanim, he was showcased that it's completely true. The whole Dayan Sheino Din Din Emet Lamito, we saw that the meaning of Din Emet Lamito is La'afuke Din Miruma. A Din Miruma is a Din that adds up formally, but doesn't add up in the heart of the Dayan. He feels there's something going on. And to be done a Din Emet, it means that he investigates, or that he'll disqualify things that he feels need to be disqualified, to the testimony, the Mahapik Shvuas, whatever, he has a right to do whatever he feels in order to get the Din out properly. So if he's not Din Emet Lamito, and he just wants to stick with the formal Din, and look, well, everything adds up when I can't be expected to be Sherlock Holmes. So then he's going l'shchina shetistalek miYisrael. Shenemar mishod aniim menkat and evyonim ata akum yomar Hashem. Ata akum means I'm getting out of here. V'am Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonatan or Yochanan. Kol dayan shenotel mizeh minotein lezeh shalokedin. Any dayan that takes money from one person, gives it to another person, shalok halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu notel mimenu nafsho. Shenemar al tigzol dal ki dalhu. Don't take advantage of someone who's in a position beneath you just because you have the power. God will fight their battle. The kavat kovehem nafesh, and he will kavat kovehem. The lashon of kovehem in Aramaic is to steal. You stole from him, he will steal your nefesh. You took money, he'll steal your soul. So now, if you've got a sharp, two-sided sword between your legs, you turn neither to the right or nor the left. You stay pretty much on course. So just imagine that, and then there's always hell underneath if you want to jump off. So Shenemar. He named Mitato Sheli Shlomo Shishim Giborim Savivlo Mi Gibore Israel. Here is the bed of Shlomo, and of course there's many ways to read this. The Mitato Sheli Shlomo refers to the Pashtas, and all of the Midrashim Takadosh Baruch Hu, Melacha Shalom Shalom Shishim Giborim. So this would be referring to the Sanhedrin, Rashi says, but then the Shishim would be Labdavka, obviously. So there would be Shishim Giborim Saviro Mikulam Achuzecher. All of them are sitting over there, being held by swords. Melumadei Milchama, meaning the Milcham Teshel Torah, in order to get the din out. But they feel Ish Charba Yerechon. They may be holding swords, but they feel swords between their thighs. Mipachad Balelot, and they're also afraid of the darkness. Mipach Teshel Geinam Shidom Elavayla. Now there's other ways of learning it. Mitatzar Shul Shemot. Some learn literally that Shlomo HaMelech had to be Isaac in Din, so he had to have a staff of advisors and so on, and this was because of the fear of being a Don Adin that was not a Din Emet Lamito, and there's many other trusts. So it's Rav Yoshi, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. The Melech has always been Nasi, but I mean, it's not only that, a Melech is Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Oretz. People come to the Melech directly, the king's judgments. And he has to, even though he has powers of the Melech, that makes him more vulnerable, not less vulnerable to this. Nor Rabbi Yosef, he said, but the truth is that Rashi probably wants to learn the Medrash that it means Sanhedrin rather than Shlomo literally, because that wasn't his main Isuk, that we should say that was his main fear. Torah of Yosef, Yitzchak ben Yaakov, Yitzchak, my dechiv Beit David, Kol Amar Hashem, Din Olo Boker Mishpat, Vatzilu Gazul Miyad Oshet. What do you mean, Baboker Mishpat? Why Baboker? I mean, Vatzilu Baboker Danim, Vatzilu Yomein Danim. Why is it only in the morning? Ela Im Borur Lecha Adavar Kaboker. Look, if it's absolutely clear, it's crystal clear to you. So then Amrua, Vim Lav, Alto Amrua, don't say something that it seems right. Sam Sefer says, this means don't paskin chumrah because, well, it's probably usher. It's always easy to say it's probably us. If something is crystal clear, do you say it? If it's not crystal clear, don't say, well, I'm not sure, we should be mocking, just shut your mouth and let him go to somebody who knows what he's talking about. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. Asarash Yoshvim Medin, we had 10 people that were sitting in a din. Kolarta Luibitzavar Kulan. Then the stocks are on everybody's necks, meaning they're all responsible. I skipped a line, sorry. Reb Chir Bar Abba, Reb Yonatan says, Mihacha, thank you, Reb Barnea, because it's a very important tradition. Emor lechokma akotiat, im borur lecha adavar ke achotcha, shi asura lecha. If you're absolutely clear about a thing, that it's like your sister is usher to you, you're sure about that, aren't you? So then amrua, then say it. Vim lav alto amrua. Look, if it's just, you think maybe it's usher, then don't say it. Now actually the Gra says that these two psukim are mashlim on the other. Because one has to do with the facts, and that's kaboker. And the other one has to do with the din, and that's kiachotcha. So the dayan has to be absolutely certain that the facts as they're presented to him are the facts, or else he must be misalik himself and say, look, this, I don't believe this information. And he has to be crystal clear about what the din is. There's two separate issues. Oh, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, getting back to what I accidentally began. 10 people that are being yoshev, then the stocks are on, or the chains are all around their necks, their common necks, so to speak. Well, isn't that obvious? Pshita. No, here it means 10 yoshev medin, even if they're not dayanim. I feel the Talmud, I yoshev l'tnei rabo, which we said before, he has no excuse for shutting up if he thinks he knows something. And here, well, you know, I don't know, who am I to say? I mean, I guess they know better, and so on. He, too, will be responsible for any miscarriage of justice. Rav Huna kaviyasi dinu lekameh, when somebody came for dinner in front of Rav Huna, nichnefu maisei asara rabbona mibei rab, he would gather together 10 other people from the Beis HaMedrash. Omar, he would say, ki eka delim taya shiva mikishura. Look, if we're going to be carrying around a beam, I only want to be responsible for one toothpick of it, all right? So you guys carry some toothpicks of your own. Ravashi, kiabi osik treifosu lekame. If Ravashi had to pass the din of treifa, nichni for maisa, the kuli top in about the makats, would bring together all of the butchers in town to say what their experience was and what they had learned about this. Hamaki eka delim tayan shiva mikishura. So here we see that this is true not only of din, but also of horah. So for Horah also, you don't want to be responsible for the guy eating tarfus or for saying that the animal wasn't kosher. Kiyosu Rabdimi Omar Doros Rab Nachman Bar Kohen May Dekziv Melech B'Mishpat Ya'amid Oretz V'Ish Trumot Yarsena. If the dayan is like a melech is a guy, she'eno tzarech l'klum, he's got all the resources himself, then Ya'amid Oretz. But if he's an Ish Trumot, he's always going around looking for the davus. And this, his nadavas are, he needs people to tell him, so what do you hold, what do you think, did you hear any tzak on this? So he doesn't really know what he's talking about. So if he's doma l'kohen shemechazer bebeit agronot, looking for trumas, then you have sin. Now you can't paskei halachas by asking people. So they nesia ukmo dayona delo havi gomer. One time the Beis HaNasi, and there was problems with the Beis HaNasi the same way there was with the Bei Reish Galusa. In other words, once you've got this little institution going around over here, the Nasi's house, the house of is always a problem. So they appointed a dayan who was not properly prepared for din, but the guy was rich and an important member of the community. He appointed a judge. Omrulei Yehuda ben Achmeni miturgemana deresh lakish kumalei ba'amora. They told Rav Yehuda ben Achmeni was a famous miturgeman. And the miturgeman was the one who would take what was being told him by the lecturer, and he would be the one who would say it over to the people as a whole. You be his amora, and let's see if we can screw this guy. So come, dochin alei. So he bends over for the guy to whisper in his ear. V'lo amalo v'lo midi. The guy had nothing to say. He kept his mouth shut. So Rav Yehuda ben Achmeni gets up and he says, well, here's the drasha. It says in the pasuk, "Hoy Omer la'etz hakitza," a man, somebody who says to a piece of wood, "Wake up, tell me something." He says, "Uli la'evan domain," has a piece of stone over here that can't respond. He says, "Uli, so Uyore? This is the guy that's going to be teaching us something? He's got a lot of money. I mean, yeah, he's got a lot of gold and silver. The Kol Ruach in the Kirbo, he doesn't have any life in him. And of course, he's just quoting the Pasuk about Avodah Zarah. But people got the message. And then he continued, and then look at the next Pasuk. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lipara Mimamidin. God will pay back the one who appoints such a judge. Shemar, the next Pasuk is, Vashem Bechal Kacho Hasmipanav Kalahoretz. And there's also remnants, of course, that the din, this person will be misalek to Shekhinah, because he'll only be in Echal Kacho, but he won't be Ba'adat Yisrael anymore. Omre Shlokish Kol HaMa'amid Dayan She'ino Hagun Yilu Notea Asher Rabbi Yisrael. Hats Mipanav, the sphere. Somebody who sets up a Dayan that is not Hagun, it's as if he plants an Asherah in Klaus. And then the next pasuk is Lo Titalacha Asherah Koleitz. Omer Rashi, b'makom sheish tabir chachamim, kilo nitzao eto mizbeach. Shema, Lo Titalacha Asherah Koleitz, eto mizbach Hashem Elokecha. If you plant this guy either in a place where there are Talmid Chachamim, or if there were Talmid Chachamim available, and you planted this instead, then it would be like planting an Asher right next to the Mizbeach. See, by the way, you'll notice that this is sort of, we're getting into a consistent pattern over here of comparing the Beis HaMikdash and the Shekhinah versus Avodah Zarah to the elements of Din, literally, the Mokom of Din, Asherah for Din, Avodah Zarah being the Asherah, and so on. Lutasun iti Elohei Chesed Elohei Zahav. What does that mean? But you're only not allowed to make idols made out of Chesed and Zahav. Elohei Chesed Elohei Zahav. Who the Loavdi are the eight shari? I mean, you can make wooden idols, but not Chesed and Zahav. What does this mean? Amar Rav Ashi. No, this means Eloah Haba Bishvil Chesed. Eloah Haba Bishvil Zahav. That means where you're talking about things that are valued because of Kesev v'zahav. So again, if you've got an aloha, a dayan, who has bought his way into the dayanut because he's got a lot of kesev v'zahav, which of course was the remez in the pasuk in Habakkuk as well, that's what it's referring to. Rav Tiaviyasi Lebedina, when Rav would be going out to Bezdin, he would always say the following. Look at this idiot going out of his own free will to commit suicide. But Sovi Beisi Lesuavi doesn't bring anything home for his own family. Oh no. But Rekan Lebeisi, I'll be coming home without a dime in my pocket. Well, if I should say, Viaki Yitzalavai, I should come back home without hate the way I left. Because who knows what will happen to me in this court. I'm afraid of it. Kiabichozi Ambua Abatre, when Rob would see a lot of Talmidim following him, making him feel very kosher. So he would say, yep, Im Ya'aleh L'Shamayim Siyo, oh yes, they can carry his wonderful name up to the skies. Kigalalo L'Netzach Yoved, like a piece of crap, will be lost forever. Yo Ro'av Yomru Ayo, those who looked for him will say, well, what the heck ever happened to him? He's gone. Mazutra Chasida Kavi Mechatveli B'Shabbat of the Rigla. Now, Mazutra Chasida was a very old man, and they would carry him into the Beit HaKnesset, because otherwise he would walk slowly and everybody would have to stand until he sat down. So they put him on a palanquin and they would run in with him, so not to bother anybody. Omar Haki. So he would say, yeah, Kilolo Olam Chosen V'Mezer L'Dor V'Dor. Yeah, sure, it looks really great now, doesn't it? It's not forever. Before the Six-Day War, this is what Lola Olvin. Hussein's not forever, and that it won't last. Doris Bar Kapora. You know how Milsa Domer Rabbana, having Mishin in the Din? Where's the monker for the mission of us, of having Mishin in the Din? Dichtiv lo ta'ale b'ma'alot ha-mizbechi, again, followed by the Eila Mishpatim. So in other words, don't find it, don't have stairs you can run up to the Mizbeach, and so too the Mishpatim, you have to treat the same way. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Minayim LeDayan, Shelo Yifsa, Al Rashi Am Kodesh. Where do we see that a dayan should be careful when coming in not to step over the people that are sitting on the floor? Shema lo ta'ale b'ma'alot v'samach lebe elu ha-mishpatim b'asher tasim. So elu ha-mishpatim means if you can't step over the stone of the mizbeach, coach again, you can't step over to be zayin, step over people. And that's why all of the Jewish mothers are always very careful not to allow the children, you know, they'll stop growing if you step over them. Of course, the idea of, well, step back over in the other direction, that doesn't exactly follow. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Elam Mishpatim Asher Tasim? What, you can't be some, you can only teach. It should say Asher Talamdein, me boy, like. Omre Abiyermi Abiyitem Rechia Bar Abba. This means something that you put in front of them. Evu klei ha-dayanim. That refers to the things that the dayanim need, such as a whip and a club, stuff like that, you know, just to get people the idea that it might be worthwhile for you to pay attention. And the Asher Tassim also, this was when Rav Huna came, yeah, not because, you know, Rav Huna was going into din. Omar Halki would always say, Afikuli mani chanutai. Bring out my professional bag over here, the makel, the ritzua, the chauffeur to put people into harem, the sandala in case we need to do a chalitza. I've got my professional bag over here and I need to take it along. Chanut is a lotion of chanut, umanut, and both related, if you would read the Hanukkah book, which is the relationship between amunut and chenut, and chen, and Hanukkah, and amunah. Vatzaveh shoftechem beit ha-iloshon of atzaveh ein tzav ve-loshon ziruz, as we know. So what was the atzaveh? To be mezariz? On Rabbi Yochi, keneged makel v'ritzua to hezariz. See to it that you're always light on the trigger. So the brothers make sure that people know that there's a makel and a ritzua that they should fear the din. Shemoa, sorry? Well, not fair, but that should be, it should be clear that there's strength behind your positions. Shemoa ben akechem mishafatem om Rebbe Tanina azara lebeitin shalo yishma divrei baal din konim shiavo baal din chaveiro. Because it says Shemoa ben akechem. Only hear a taina if the other man is there to say what is the lie, or at least to make you feel embarrassed that lying in front of him. The Azara of Baldin, it's also not only in the Dayan, it's an Azara on a Baldin as well. He shouldn't attempt to get in a word before the other individual appears before the court, because Kri Beinami Shema Ben Akechem, meaning to be Mashmia Ben Akechem. You, who are going to be talking about it, talk about it only when Bein Achechem and both of you are there. Rav Kahana says, Me'acha, lo tisa shema shav, which we know we darshan, the dayan should not carry by hearing a shema shav. It's shav because it was said without somebody around to deny it. And we can read that, lo tasi shema shav. The lo tasi don't carry a shema shav either. Gentlemen, it was a long doubt, but it was a pleasure.